Right now, we welcome in Chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners, Chris Bruns. Commissioner Bruns, good to see you back in the studio again for a terrific Tuesday morning.
Yes. Good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Good morning, everybody out there listening.
Commissioner Bruns, we have a very busy meeting to discuss for the Lincoln County Commissioners yesterday, but first, need to talk a little bit about the 100-year celebration that took place last week.
Yeah, so, you know, not officially part of Nebraska Land Days, but married up well with all the celebration events that were taking place.
Yeah, it was on the official Nebraska Land Days caliber event.
Yeah, I called David Fudge, oh man, months ago.
He said it's been over a year ago.
It was close.
Yeah.
And just asked if we could piggyback in on some of their marketing to let people that were in town from here in Lincoln County know about it.
Had a good turnout, too, I understand.
Yeah, a great turnout. We totally fed about 1,500 people.
Wow.
And there were people there that did not eat, so
yeah, everybody ate.
Fantastic turnout. Weather cooperated. It was a great day.
A great opportunity, too, for folks to get a tour of the courthouse, learn a little bit of history about the courthouse, and most importantly, have some good family fun.
Absolutely. And that was our intent. Our intent was to make it a wholesome event, a wholesome environment, a fun family time where people could come out, not worry about spending a lot of money given the day and age, and just celebrate an institution, a symbol that truly does represent Lincoln County and our community. And I
was in there yesterday before the commissioners meeting, and there's still big pictures up in the hallways of the original courthouse. What's a fascinating place, the one that burned down, and all that history is available. I think all the media gave it pretty good coverage, and we did a report, and you guys had somebody there at the county had handed out a good timeline of the history of the place, and pretty fascinating place. A lot of things happened in 100 years.
Yes, they did.
A lot of great history.
Yes, again, just very pleased with how everything turned out. We had a lot of great community sponsors that really pitched in and donated a lot of things. We had a lot of good volunteers, and it turned out well.
I would argue the most awesome thing about it, though, was the new county seal that was done by some of the students in Hershey that's now hanging in the commissioner's chambers.
Yeah, so I toured the Hershey Public Schools facility, oh goodness, it would have been late last year, and then Commissioner Wooler had a separate tour on a different occasion, just familiarizing herself with her district. And both of us, when we started planning the 100-year celebration, immediately thought of trying to incorporate, when the conversation came up for revamping our county seal, both of us immediately thought of Hershey Public Schools and the students there in their vocational classes as potential partners to build that thing. And we approached them. They were absolutely more than willing, and they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's
great. It's a big piece of work.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I don't know what the dimensions are, but
36-inch diameter.
I'd say 3 feet.
Wow.
Or so. Yeah.
Words don't do it justice. Encourage folks to check it out. It's at the Lincoln County Commissioner's Room at the County Courthouse. You can peek your head on in, stop by one of the meetings, or check it out on the YouTube page.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I encourage people to hop on, watch our meetings via live stream, or you know, even at your leisure, go back and watch some of the archived footage that we have. And you can absolutely see it. It's right there.
Yeah, and then there's little smaller pieces laying around the room, too, kind of like a cozy or something.
So the students gave us kind of a memento and created some coasters for the room.
Coasters,
so. How cool. Now, Commissioner Bruns, yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting was quite the busy one. I think one of the most newsworthy items on the agenda was the conversation about some real estate purchase for the rail park. And that's news that we need to reiterate once again as well, that you helped us break late last week, is the fact that funding from the state is going to be coming in on the rail park.
Yeah, so we received official notice, and it's hard because I've been sitting on this news since last January.
Well, yeah.
So
legislature acted some time ago.
Exactly.
But this time, what's the difference?
So this time, it's official. We were first in line on a first come first serve basis for the application for the LB40 funding, match funding money to help us develop our industrial rail park. And That money, the community here in Lincoln County will have to invest about $7.5 million, and in return, the state will match up to $30 million of additional funds to help us build out the infrastructure needed to make this thing sing. And
pretty good chunk of change, and that's going for infrastructure cost, development cost.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, rail is expensive, roads are expensive, water, sewer, electric, everything.
What is an expensive?
Well, given this day and age.
Yeah, exactly.
But those things are extremely capital intensive, and so this funding will absolutely help us make sure that we can get this project up off the ground and fully realize the potential that does exist with developing out an industrial rail park and finally having some meaningful access to the rail infrastructure that we have for our business and industry here, for our existing business, as well as recruiting new business and industry in. So very exciting, the news that came out last Friday. Receiving that award letter, the heavy lifting starts now for that project. But what we did on our meeting yesterday is two additional separate items that will work really, really well concurrently with the industrial rail park. And in my opinion, they augment it to a point where this thing will set North Platte, Lincoln County, and West Central Nebraska up for tremendous success for generations to come, especially when you compare it to other aspects of the state and what's going on as far as meaningful access to infrastructure for economic development. So
let's begin by breaking down the conversation on the purchase of land. This is primarily land that was formerly occupied by Greenbrier Rail Services, I believe, Commissioner Bruns.
Yes, so approximately 34 acres, this parcel that Greenbrier Rail Services has owned. They still technically own it. They consolidated operations due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and very public out there as far as that being their reasoning. And that specific parcel actually has the spur that attaches to the Union Pacific Railroad's main line. And that is really the linchpin for the Industrial Rail Park. It's the linchpin for the Inland Port Authority, which we discussed yesterday. And so we felt as the county that it was extremely important for us to really get control of that parcel, because it's on the market. It would be very easy, and there's actually been offers out there, some interested people anyway, that may not have been necessarily cooperative with the overall project. They had, you know, businesses, they have their interests at heart, and they were the potential clients would be looking after their own business interests, and I don't know how well readily cooperative they'd be for additional traffic on that spur, but
it's just a huge unknown.
Yeah, so we felt it was important to go ahead and move forward with negotiations, take control of that building if at all possible. I think we'll get that accomplished. And we envision that site, that facility being the headquarters facility for an Inland Port Authority, which was probably the more major item that we discussed yesterday.
Absolutely.
In our meeting. So,
and that's been a discussion for months. This is not new. It's kind of heating back up again, the Inland Port Authority, but this has been a lot of work that you've really spearheaded, Commissioner Brunson.
Yeah, so I brought this conversation to the forefront last summer, is when I first started talking about it, after legislation was passed in 2021 through LB 156. And that legislation that was signed by the governor and codified into state statute allows Nebraska to have five different inland port authorities, and those are really, in my opinion, they're great mechanisms to help us move freight and really expand upon what we're able to do, again, allowing access to critical infrastructure for economic development. And I think that with what we have going on with our industrial rail park, with us having just great strategic geographical location here in Lincoln County with I-80 running east-west, Highway 83, you know, billions of dollars worth of rail infrastructure. We have a great airport. We're really a nexus for intermodal traffic and transportation. And so to me, it makes sense.
Sure.
Us needing to have a good strategic long-term vision for where do we want to take our economic growth, our business, our industry, how do we diversify our economy, And I think that this is an important tool in the toolbox that we need to capitalize on. And so
ties right in.
It absolutely ties right in, and it marries well with what we're doing with the industrial rail park.
Mm-hmm. So Nebraska's going to have five of these, or that's the possibility anyway.
That's the likelihood based off of what was passed.
Do other states have them too, or are they going to get them?
There are inland port authorities all over the country, and great success models that you can look at, great failure models that you can look at as well. So it's important for us. We're going to take our time. We're going to make sure that we do this right.
This isn't something new. It's been around.
It's been around for a while. Yeah.
Somewhat new to us Nebraskans, but
yeah, there's none in the state of Nebraska.
Not a new concept for the nation.
We have a little bit of learning to do with this, but again, we're going to take our time, do it right, and make sure that we're setting up Lincoln County for success. So.
Well, just looking at it from a 30,000 foot perspective, Nebraska is the center of the country, and Northwest pretty much the center geographically of Nebraska. So. Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. So freight would come in here directly, right?
Yeah.
Shipments from other countries or where have you.
Exactly. So if you think about Port of L.A., Port of Seattle, coastal ports where container ships come in, they're landlocked. They're congested. People can't go in and build new facilities right next to them.
Sure.
You have container ships that are waiting off the coast to come in.
Because big backups.
Exactly, because of congestion. So what this allows us to do nationally on a larger, macro level, is container ships to come in, offload their containers directly onto train without breaking chain of custody, and those trains can come in to our location here locally, get offloaded here. The hope is for us to get a foreign trade designation, a foreign trade zone or free trade zone, it's often referred to.
Uh-huh.
And I've already been having conversations with our congressional representatives, both Senator Fisher and her staff, as well as Adrian's Congressman Smith and his staff and a few other congressmen, about what it's going to take to get that done. And so our hope is we get that designation, we can have customs and courtesy inspections at the Inland Port Authority, that Greenbrier facility or somewhere in close proximity. And those freight can come in, raw goods can come in, get inspected, offload it, and directly through just-in-time logistics to the facilities that we hope to have build and have direct rail access. So it's very meaningful. We've had great conversations. I've kind of coordinated some conversations with Department of Economic Development. One thing that they relayed to me is, because we had initial concerns that Omaha was going to gobble up three or four of the five.
Sure.
And that it was going to be extremely competitive, but DED is relayed to me that their intent is not to allow an inland port to cannibalize another inland port. So they're going to do what they can to spread load these five inland ports across the state, and that bodes well for us here in Lincoln County.
Absolutely. And not just for Lincoln County. So, this is a lot bigger than the city, the county. This is like west end of Nebraska we're talking about.
Yes.
This is huge.
When you look at North Platte and the reality of the situation, North Platte is a hub for commerce and industry for west central Nebraska and really, in large part, western Nebraska.
Yeah. Even northern Kansas as well.
Yes. And so it's extremely important for us to get this right.
So,
and continue that trajectory.
What's the next step in the development of this?
So we passed via resolution, the county board did, and we're the only political subdivision that could do this here in this location, a resolution that authorized the creation of a roughly 300-acre district. And that resolution will, along with our appendix items, our attachments with the economic impact analysis, which is mind-blowing, the meets and bounds legal descriptions and a plat map, that gets transmitted to DED with the hope that we are, because of the LB 156 had language in it for first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
Legislation was passed last year that kind of expanded Department of Economic Development's discretion and gave them some merit-based authorization to help select from. But our goal is to get everything in line where we submit our application come this next month. At least that's what they're saying is their intent, is to open up the application process for these five inland ports this next month.
Okay.
We submit our resolution, our application in. Hopefully we're first in line. I truly believe that nobody in the state can pull this off like the North Platte Area Chamber and Development, Lincoln County, and all of our community partners. that our merit base just is head and shoulders above our competition, and that we're able to secure one of the five. So okay. So we're waiting on DED to really open up their application process and do a thorough review of those applications.
What about the rail park? What's the next step on that? Is that a little delay too? Or
No, not necessarily. So
groundbreaking or anything?
Here in about 30 days, there will be a formal signing of contracts, and we are waiting to really finalize our anchor project. We have a couple prospects in line. Uh-huh. I'm not going to get into those right now, so.
That's sensitive to economic development, and Commissioner Bruns knows some of this information because he's the chamber liaison. You're on the board of directors.
Correct.
For the Chamber Development Corporation.
So. Yep, but it's exciting. I'll put that out there.
It's
exciting.
Good news.
It's very good news for our area, and yeah.
Good.
Now, Commissioner Bruns,
stand by for more details.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We only have a couple more moments left here, but looking at the rest of the agenda yesterday for the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, it was still a busy one. The conversation on conditional use permits resurfaced once again. Is this like on a second reading process? Or?
Not necessarily. So the discussion really came to the forefront last week. What we did last week was we authorized our deputy county attorney to draft formal language in a resolution format. And that's what we had before us yesterday to go through and formally approve and make that an official policy that the final authority for conditional use permits will reside with the county board instead of the Lincoln County Planning Commission. And again, nothing against what the Planning Commission has done. They've done a fantastic job. This is just part of my transparency and accountability measures that I'm trying to get implemented. I think it's important for the people to be able to hold somebody accountable, and that person should be an elected official. So,
yep. Now, Commissioner Bruns, anything else you wanted to quickly bring up from yesterday's meeting?
We finalized an agreement with the Dormy Network for the North Maxwell Road.
Yes,
for the golf course development. Gray Bowl is what I believe it's going to be called, that golf course resort.
Gray Bowl.
And so that was, they've been great to work with. We were able to absolutely reduce the cost for the taxpayers on that project.
It's going to be a cost share thing, right?
Yes, cost share, 50% of that last quarter mile. But a lot of really important items on our agenda yesterday that we can't get into because of lack of time. But I encourage people to go online and look at the meeting. On our YouTube page.
It's up there from now till whenever.
It should be there in perpetuity.
You come in there and look at your own convenience.
Exactly.
And folks can contact our Lincoln County Commissioners as well with any questions or comments they might have. And if they want to get in contact with you as their representative and as the chairman, Commissioner Bruns, how can they do so?
So, you go online, go to our commissioner tab on our website, and you can click on our names. That'll take you to a hyperlink for email. But again, the best way to reach me, either phone or text, is through my cell phone, and that number is 308-660-6049.
Well, Commissioner Bruns, we appreciate the time, appreciate all the great work that you and your colleagues are tackling for our county and for the area. Look forward to having an update again with you next week, sir.
Yep, just trying to get good things done for the community. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Commissioner Bruns.